I Have a Dream. Martin Luther King's speech is known as the main turning point in the civil rights movement. This speech helped attain equal rights and end racism for African Americans. Considering the effect of influential speeches like his and countless others have had, the question is, how can language be so powerful? I chose this question because language and words are such a big part of our lives. Without communication, what would this world look like? Language defines cultures, people, and is a useful tool that we can all use. To start with, language is influential because words carry weight socially, psychologically, and spiritually. Think of a speech you heard that was inspirational. Hilary Sibyl, a graduated student from Clark University, said, "Think of an insult or a negative remark you've heard. In all these cases, your emotions were activated. You remember how the words made you feel. Maybe they moved you to action." Author and editor Bernadine Racoma adds, "The words no, stop, go, ugly, kill, forgive, peace, and love, they are simple words with no more than a few letters, yet they can influence people greatly. The influence of words depends on what the message or intention is behind these words, and who are speaking these words, and in what political, social, or emotional climate the words are being used." Subsequently, the language we speak crafts our own reality. Keith Chen, who is fluent in both Mandarin Chinese and English, explains the difference in both complex languages. Summarizing Chen's differentiation between these languages, suppose I was introducing you to my uncle. In the English language, I would simply say, "This is my uncle." In Mandarin, I would be obligated to add additional information. Is my uncle from my father's side? Or is he my uncle through marriage? Is my uncle older or younger than my father? The Mandarin language dictates that we recognize the level of respect we use when talking to people. In all reality, languages are different and complex in their own way. So how can being bilingual or multilingual benefit you? According to Anne Merritt, author of the article Why Learn a Foreign Language, learning a foreign language is proved to benefit your memory, improve problem solving, and critical thinking skills. Additionally, Charlemagne, a Holy Roman Emperor who expanded on the concept of being multilingual, said, "To have a second language is to have a second soul." The use of the word soul in this context means life. So Charlemagne is saying that language is as important and meaningful as life. Learning a new language is the key to understanding cultures and benefiting your mental health. In my final analysis, while sticks and stones may hurt us, words can heal if we take the time to see the importance of grasping languages and the words that unite us rather than divide us. In doing my research, new questions did present themselves. Is it possible to break the language barrier? And can everyone learn a new language? I believe that language is influential, defines cultures, and separates people. But understanding the importance of language broadens our ability to discover cultures and connect with people.